Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, State School Land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. We begin on Monday, October 7th in Boise City at 9 a.m. for leases in Cimarron County. That afternoon, 2 o'clock, Guymon, Beaver, and Texas County parcels will be auctioned. On Tuesday, October 8th, 10 a.m., the Woodward County Fairgrounds, Dewey, Ellis, Harper, Major, and Woodward County will be auctioned. And on Wednesday, October 9th, 10 a.m., auctions for Alfalfa, Blaine, Garfield, Grant, and Kay counties will be held in Enid. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2024 annual lease auction information. Or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. Maps and detailed lease information available as well.
Well, Weatherford, Oklahoma native Kylie Filosco will be representing Oklahoma as a National FFA Officer candidate at the National FFA Convention coming up later this month in Indianapolis, October the 23rd through the 26th. Our own Ron Hayes sat down with Kylie to talk about how she got started in 4-H and FFA.
I grew up in Weatherford for most of my life, and when I was 9 years old, I remember I came home from the bus, and I ran down my driveway, and I said, "Mom, I want to show sheep." And I was fully expecting her to be like, "Heck no, like, absolutely not. We are not doing that." I had a really good friend. Her name was Ashton, and she showed sheep, and I kind of just wanted to be just like her, and I wanted to show sheep as well. And my mom was like, "Okay." And so she talked to the local ag teacher, Mr. Major, at the time, and he was a big pig guy. And he said, "How about pigs?" And I was like, "No, no, no." Long story short, I did end up with a Chester White Gill. Her name was Shy. She was one of my favorite pigs ever. But I kind of got rooted in agriculture through the livestock industry. I started showing pigs, and before you knew it, I was in an eighth grade ag class, and I was kind of adamant at first to join ag. I was like, I don't really know if this is for me, but with a little push from my mom, and it was kind of one of those transitions from the green jacket to the blue jacket, and I ended up really loving it. And so I joined FFA because I showed pigs, but I stayed in FFA because of just the opportunity and the experiences that were kind of just handed to me. And, I did all of the things. I did opening ceremonies. I never did the creed because of COVID, but I did give it in front of my classmates. So that's an accomplishment in itself, in my opinion.
To hear the complete conversation with Ron Hayes and Kylie Filosco, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. A couple of things to keep your eyes on this week. Coming up this Friday, we have a WASDE report. We'll also have the USDA crop production report coming out. WASDE report will be released just after 11 a.m. on Friday. And of course, we'll be talking to Alan Dale and Rich Nelson to see what all those numbers look like. Also, dry conditions remain, of course, here in Oklahoma. No chances of rain this week. We haven't seen rain in quite a while. Southeast also recovering from torrential rains, the opposite end of the spectrum. But the rest of us, as I mentioned, unusually warm and dry. This is raising soil moisture concerns for fall planted crops and also upping the potential for wildfires in the area. System is going to move through the north, bringing a little bit of rain to the Canadian prairies and the upper U.S., but for most of the country, that's only going to give us more high winds and increasing fire risk. Also this week, USDA expected to discuss the latest conservation program wrinkles, so we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the week. We'll also see some weekly economic reports coming out a little bit later this week, including trade deficit figures, petroleum reports, and of course the CFTC's commitment of traders. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.